Hey guys, welcome to Technology for Blind YouTube channel. I'm back with another Go audio game. This is called 3D Velocity. Okay, so before the game, I would like to say something. This is a complex game. Okay, before playing the game, we have to go through a tutorial, something. Okay, training. So I tried. I'm not sure whether I can play the game or not because very complex. This is something flight simulating, something fighting, all of the stuffs. Okay, so let's get started.
Folder view list 3D velocity binary late.
There is a manual, comprehensive manual. You can read velocity. If you want. Okay.
Play TDV.x12/21.
Let's press enter.
3D velocity register. 3D velocity registered by Avengers.
Inverted. 18,409.
Upright. LTS is charged. LTS is charged.
Online.
Guns active.
Sector 3D. Fire.
Are you the best they could come up with?
Great intro, right?
BPC Programs presents.
Okay.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press escape to back out of any menu. Pressing home or end will move you to the top or bottom of a menu. Start a new game. Load a saved game. Mode selection. Test speakers. Settings. Sound description. Exit. Sound. Test speakers.
Let's go through the speaker testing.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
Okay.
If the sound you heard panned from right to left instead of from left to right, your speakers or headphones are reversed. Adjust them accordingly. Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Settings. Sound settings.
Settings.
Map keys. Change input device.
Now you can play using a controller, flight something controller, okay?
Change performance options.
If you have...
Select screen reader. Map key.
Main menu. Sound exit. Start a new sound disc. Press enter on a sound to hear. Target solution. Target solution. Solid lock tone. Solid within vertical range of target. Within vertical... Within turn signal. Turn signal. Altitude. Altitude. Stall warning. Stalling. Stalling. Enemy has tagged you. Enemy has semi-radar guided missile. Projectile. Active radar guided missile. Enemy has partial or full lock on you. Enemy has player canceled lock. Player fuel warning. Fuel warning. Rogue warning. Rogue warning. Target solution. Main menu. Exit. Sound. Test mode selection.
You can.
Racing mode. Deathmatch mode. Training mode. Mission mode. Training mode.
Let's go to the training mode.
Main menu. Use your arrow. Load a save. Start a new game.
Okay.
Sector
Welcome,
A1.
Cadet, to your 3D velocity training. I'm assuming you're a fresh pilot, so we're going to start you out from the beginning. Now then, first things first. Remember that you can do everything we talk about using either your keyboard or your joystick. Since you don't have a joystick plugged in, I'll guide you using the keyboard. We'll go over maneuvering motions like throttling, banking, rolling, and doing a split S. I do, however, advise you to get yourself a joystick. It'll give you an advantage over your good-for-nothing foes when you fight them online, and will also make your life a hell of a lot easier when you do the story mode. When you first start a session, you'll be slowly crawling down the runway. If you want to gain more speed, hold down the throttle up button, which is the up arrow by default. Now, we gotta talk about your actual speed. All your throttle does is supply more fuel to your engine. That's why, when you throttle up, you hear your engine increase power. It'll take time for your aircraft to gain speed, though, so don't depend on the pitch of your engine to gauge how fast you're going. We'll practice this once we're in the air. If you open your throttle to full forward, your afterburners automatically come on. They increase the forward motion of your aircraft and allow you to go a lot faster than Mach 1. What I want you to do now is throttle up until you hear those afterburners come on. Remember, throttle up to full forward.
Okay, now we can do that by pressing up arrow key as the teacher said, okay? So, let's do it. Now I'm pressing up arrow key. Now the pitching is going up. As you can hear.
Careful how long you remain on afterburners, because they'll eat up your fuel like a wolf eating sheep. One more thing before we get flying. Every pilot needs to have access to their instrument panel, and you've got the HUD mode for you to do this.
Okay.
HUD stands for Heads Up Display. To access it, press Tab on your keyboard. You'll hear Status. Once you're in HUD mode, let's find out what your speed is. To do this, press S. Try it now. Remember, HUD mode by pressing Tab, then S for speed.
Okay, let's press the Tab key.
Status. Airspeed 173.8 knots. Engine speed 20,800 RPM.
You want to be around 170 knots before launching. Typically, if you throttle up to midway, you'll be at a good launching speed. Your speedometer gave you engine speed and airspeed. Engine speed is how fast your engine is spinning. This goes up as you throttle up. Your airspeed is the actual speed your aircraft is going in a horizontal direction. You've also got vertical thrust, but for now it's 0 feet a minute because we're not going up yet. Right. Now we got to get you in the air. Start by throttling up. Once your throttle is midway, wait for your aircraft to accelerate. Remember, you're looking for a speed around 170 knots. Then, tap the page down key. Once you're in the air, press home to level your aircraft.
Now let's see the speed.
Status. Airspeed 173.8 knots. Engine speed 20,800 RPM.
Let's throttle.
Nice job, cadet. Now, press home.
Leveling.
Since you're below 10,000 feet, the low altitude alarm will sound during an actual flight. Also, if you're above 50,000 feet, which we call the dead air zone, the alarm will sound again. Okay, obviously the next step is to get above 10,000 feet. You can't fire missiles below 10,000 feet, and it's also not good to fly so low. Since you're above 1,000 feet, you can bring in your landing gear. You can't do this until you climbed above 1,000 feet in case you messed something up and got to land real quick. Press the landing gear button, G by default, to retract your gear.
Okay. G.
You're still fairly low to the ground, and you can climb higher by pressing page down.
Page
down changes your angle of attack. In TDV, your angle of attack is directly related to how steeply you climb. If you hold it down instead of just tapping it, your angle of attack will continually increase. Be careful you don't change your angle of attack too much. If you do, you'll start to hear the stall warning alarm. If you don't do anything to correct the potential stall, you'll drop, and you'll hear the stall alarm. You can still pull out of the stall by correcting your angle of attack. I'm going to turn on your alarms now before we continue. All right, now pitch upwards. Tap page down 5 or 6 times to get a decent upward pitch. You can always go into HUD mode and press N to get your angle of attack. I recommend an angle of 30 degrees. This will keep you well below the critical angle.
Okay.
The critical angle is the angle of attack which will make you stall no matter what your speed is. Don't worry, though. You'll get the stall warning before you start falling, so you'll have time to recover.
Status, 0,2006 feet. Status, 28. Full status, 32. Status, 32.
Now I've pressed page down.
7,308 feet.
Oh, it is going upwards, I think.
Now, level your aircraft by pressing home.
10,674 feet.
Leveling.
Sector A2.
You heard me mention the hard deck. In TDV, we consider the hard deck to be below 10,000 feet. The hard deck is imposed to make sure that there's no fighting at a dangerously low altitude. For example, you can't fire any of your weapons while below the hard deck. We also recommend you stay above the hard deck at all times in case you stall or spin. You'll have a better chance of recovery if your altitude's high enough. Next, I want you to hold down the down arrow until you hear the engine stop decreasing in pitch. Whoa, what happened? We're still flying! Don't worry, you're not crazy. Remember how I said your speed isn't directly related to your throttle? Here's a good example. Here, your throttle's closed, but your aircraft is still slowing down. So, remember, your engine can shut off, but you can still fly for a while. Okay, let's throttle up again. Put your throttle all the way up until the afterburners kick in. We'll wait for your aircraft to accelerate.
What is going on?
Now, check your speed. Go into HUD mode and press S. Make a note of the airspeed value you're given. This is your maximum airspeed. It'll vary based on your altitude. For example, you won't be able to go this fast when you're really low to the ground.
Status.
Now, press S.
Airspeed 1,303.5 knots. Engine speed 40,000 RPM.
Press the throttle down button to back off the throttle so you don't waste fuel. Good job so far, Cadet. You're doing fine. Next, I want to show you how to do things like turn your bird around. If you go into HUD mode and press C, you'll hear your course. The course is the degree mark you're facing. Right now, you're facing course 0, which means you're headed due north. If you were facing 90, you'd be heading due east. 180 is due south, and 270 is due west. First, what I want you to do is hold down the right arrow for 10 seconds or so.
Okay. 1, 2, 10, 3,
20,
4, 30.
You heard some numbers, right?
Yes.
These numbers are the new degrees your aircraft is facing. Since you're turning to the right, and you were facing 0 degrees, they're going in order from 1, 2, 3, etc. Had you turned left instead, you would have heard 359, 358, 357, etc. Make a note of how much time it takes your aircraft to turn. The turn rate you're experiencing is the slowest turn rate because all you're doing is applying rudder. If you were to turn all the way around and then back to 0 degrees, it'd take you a total of 2 minutes to complete one full turn. The way I see it, that's really slow. Next, we'll talk about turning faster. One way to turn faster is to bank your aircraft. To bank, hold down the left shift and either the right or left arrow. Now, bank right to 30 degrees. You can check your bank angle by going into HUD mode and pressing B, as in Bravo.
Okay, West, let's check.
Status.
Let's press C.
34.
34.
Status.
B.
0.
That's incorrect, Cadet. Remember, go into HUD mode and press E, as in Echo. Great. Now go into HUD mode and press E, as in Echo.
Status. 0 degrees per second.
E will give you your aircraft's turn rate. Okay. That's how many degrees you can turn in 1 second. Okay, now press left control to apply the speed brake.
1, 2, 40.
The lower speed decreases your turn radius, which increases your turn rate. Now go into HUD mode and press E again.
Okay.
Status. 1 degree per second.
Notice how your turn rate went up? As your aircraft accelerates and recovers from its loss of speed, you'll see your turn rate start to drop. You can level your craft now. Press home to do so. This is the default level button. Take a moment to notice what your aircraft is doing when you hit the brake. It's accelerating. Why is that? Because the brake doesn't screw around with your throttle. So, as soon as you let go of the brake, you'll start accelerating again. Cool, huh? Next, we're gonna take a look at the barrel roll. This maneuver lets you turn more sharply. The idea here is to pitch up and then bank. If you do this, it'll literally make your aircraft fall through a turn. You use gravity to your advantage like this, and it'll turn you a hell of a lot quicker than if you just use your rudder. I want you to do a right barrel roll. Press left alt and right arrow.
Left.
This is the default right barrel roll command.
Left alt and right.
46.
While you were in the barrel roll, you heard your course change very fast.
Yeah.
Also, your altitude went up and down. Now this is important, so pay attention. The barrel roll isn't a level maneuver. This means that if you do a barrel roll, you're not going to be at the same altitude you were at when you started the maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recommend starting a roll too close to the ground, or somebody's going to bust your butt for wasting taxpayer dollars. Got it? There's one more maneuver you got to know about called Split S. Here's a math question for you, kid.
Okay.
If it takes 2 minutes to complete a full circular turn, how long does it take to turn halfway so you're flying in the opposite direction? That's right, 1 minute.
Yeah.
You can turn around faster than this by doing the split S. It involves two things. First, you gotta roll your aircraft sideways and flip it over. Then you gotta loop it so when you come back up, you're pointed in the opposite direction. For this one, since you're using a keyboard, you've got it easy. Just press the split S command. That's left alt down arrow by default.
Left alt down arrow. Let's see.
Inverted. 12. Upright.
Great job. Now, check your heading. Go into HUD mode and press C for course. Notice that you're facing in the opposite direction. The split S lets you quickly engage an enemy who's tailing you, so I suspect you'll be using that one a lot. Make sure you know how to do it properly.
Okay. Let's go.
Status. 226.
Next, I want to talk about combat.
Switch
among your available weapons by using the numbers row.
Okay.
When you press the fire button, the active weapon will fire.
Okay.
Press spacebar to fire your active weapon. Alright, now we got a simulated bogey coming at you. If you want the radar to let you know where it is, you gotta lock onto it first. Press L to lock onto an object. When you press the lock button, you'll be given a menu of objects that can be tracked.
Okay.
Selecting an object starts tracking it. Anytime after that, you can go into HUD mode and press T to find out where the object is. Press L and press Enter on Fighter 1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
Fighter 1, 1 o'clock, 3 miles closure, wing on, and 10,000 feet above.
I think this is the one, okay?
Excellent! Next, we want to match his altitude. You can do this manually, but there's a command that'll instruct the autopilot to align your aircraft with the target's altitude. Press E.
E.
11,975 feet.
The reason we do this is so that you can hear them. Also, you have to be pretty near them vertically for some weapons to hit successfully, like your guns, because these are not smart projectiles.
12,136 feet.
It is getting to the enemy's altitude, I think.
20,145 feet.
We're all set. That beep you're hearing is the target solution.
Okay.
You only get that if you're tracking an object. In this case, it's off to your right. Start turning to the right.
230.
That sound is the solid lock tone. For dumb projectiles like your guns and missiles, it means your nose is aligned with the target and you can fire. Let them have it.
Okay, let's press the space bar.
We're not done. I want you to practice targeting a bit more.
Okay.
There's another bogey coming at you. Lock onto him first.
Lock on LL.
Fighter 2, 6 o'clock. 2 miles closure. Nose on. And 21,894.1 feet below.
Okay, did you notice his position? He's at 6 o'clock, so he's behind you. That's why you're not getting a target solution. You need to do a split S. See why they come in handy now? First, get some distance between you guys. I'd say you need to be about 5 miles out. Gain that distance, and then we'll go on.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
Now, what should I do?
Status, 231. 230.
What should I do now?
Status.
Okay, now do a split S.
Alt, down arrow, no? Okay.
Inverted, 20, upright.
Perfect. You're getting to be a damn good pilot. Okay. Take him down. You can use whatever weapon you want.
Let's see what's available.
Guns active. Missiles online. LTS is charged. Cruise missiles are good to go. Interceptors ready.
Okay, minutes.
Missiles online.
Try me, sir.
One more target. This one's gonna fire back. But don't worry, in this training you're invincible, so you won't die. You have a weapons radar on board, which gives you the location of all the missiles heading toward you in a nice menu. Press R to activate it. Okay, get rid of this bogey and we'll continue.
Fighter 3, 11 o'clock, 6.9 miles closure, tail on.
Locked on!
Missile, 11 o'clock, 6 miles... Inverted, 90, upright.
Heads up, there's a missile coming for us.
Inverted, upright.
Heads up, there's a missile coming for us.
50.
Heads up, there's
60.
A missile coming for us.
60.
Heads up, there's a missile coming
for us. 50. 40.
Heads up,
30. 40. Inverted. 70. Upright. Bomb. 230. Inverted. Upright. Inverted. Upright.
Guns active.
Good job.
Inverted. 13. Upright. Inverted. Upright. 240. Two 240. 250. Inverted. 11. Upright. 70.
You're just about ready to be a serious pilot. Finally, let's talk about landing. The radar will lock onto the landing beacon for you. You're locked onto it now. First, descend to about 5,000 feet. Notice how you're about 6 miles away from the beacon. You want to give yourself enough room so you don't end up doing a split S in case you pass the runway and have to turn around.
Sector A1.
I think we have to go down.
10,888 feet.
What is that?
8,975 feet.
Now,
...7,481 feet.
Orion, we're too
loose! Oh!
6,289 feet.
Great! Now, level out and just head straight.
4,960 feet.
You're about 3 miles away from the beacon. This is where you should start slowing down.
Okay.
You want to slow down enough so the stall warning comes on.
Slowing down by pressing down arrow.
Orion, we're too loose!
Now, start gently descending. Once you get below 1,000 feet, take out your landing gear. I recommend an angle of attack of about negative 10 degrees. Negative means you're pitched downward.
4,620 feet. Feet. 3,066 feet. 1,619 feet.
Okay, press the landing gear button to take out your gear. Take a moment to note how far you are from the beacon. As long as you're within 5 miles of it, you'll be above the runway. If you happen to get too much distance, you'll have to climb and do a split S to try a second approach.
952 feet.
I think, control key. Okay. Oh my god! What is going on?
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press escape to back out of any menu. Pressing home or end low to save
what
game.
What happened?
Select a slot 2-1. There is no game saved to that slot. With low to save, start a new game. Mode selection.
Okay, let's play the mission.
Racing mode. Autoplay mode.
Autoplay mode.
The time is racing 12 o'clock a.m.
This will autoplay. That means the computer will play the game. Let's see.
Main menu. Use your head mode selection. Load to start a new
sector A1.
Computer is playing. Great, great. Little bit complicated. That alarm is target something. Some of the parts I couldn't understand in this game, so we have to play in order to understand, I think. Let's see.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press is low to save mode selection.
So,
racing mode, deathmatch mode, training mode, mission mode, autoplay mode. Racing autoplay mode. Racing deathmatch mode.
Let's play this. Let's autoplay this deathmatch mode so we can understand.
Main menu. Tab mode. Start a new.
Sector A1.
Use your left start and new
sector A1.
Mode test speakers mode selection test mode
race deathmatch race death training mission autoplay mission mode
main menu
let's play mode let's selection. Try the mission
left start and exit start
okay
several years ago a report arrived on my desk informing me that our country's liberty was at stake a madman by the name of James Brutus was attempting to create an army an army of clones. I decided to send in one of my best agents, a man I'd worked with for years. Private Echo, please inform Agent Bajani that I will see him now.
Yes, Captain.
Thank you. Good morning, Agent Bajani. Have a seat. I recently received word from some of my operatives that a scientist by the name of James Brutus is attempting to create an army of clones.
How far has he come into that mission, sir?
Good question. I have ordered several flybys over his labs. According to our infrared thermal sensors, there are approximately 500,000 clones currently within his organization.
Wait, 500,000?
Yes. We can't exactly pinpoint when he began this evil venture. But from what we can gather, he has managed to amass an army of 500,000 clones in very little time.
I would presume that you want me to shut down the operation?
Yes. You are to stop this madman and use any means necessary to accomplish your objective.
How much time do I have?
You're leaving immediately. This is a time-sensitive hit. The longer we wait, the larger his troop base becomes. You'll be briefed along the way. Agent Bajani, good luck. We're counting on you.
The cloning malice project started by James Brutus had to be stopped. Captain Chase selected me to infiltrate his base and shut down his plan for world domination. Codenamed Operation Treasure Hunt, the mission was on the path to failure from the start. My briefer was an anonymous government official. Knowing his name was beyond my pay grade, I got the impression that my life meant nothing to this man. He sent me into Brutus's laboratory without any concern for my survival. In the end, it was Julius's need for information that kept me alive. I was handed off to this man after meeting with Captain Chase. Once I had gained access to the heart of Brutus's laboratory, I was able to erase all of his research and destroy all of his equipment. All that was left to do was escape. Unfortunately, things didn't work out the way I'd planned. The chopper sent to collect me was brought down, but the rescue mission was also a flop. Captain, the chopper's down. I repeat, the chopper is down.
Holy shit. Munawar, take cover. Repeat, take cover.
Roger. Fuck.
Chopper is on the way. Estimated time of arrival is 2 minutes. Keep your guard up.
Copy that.
I'm sorry, Agent Bajani, but the chopper will be leaving without you. Master Julius has plans for you. We're going on a little trip together.
Copy. Munawar, what's your status?
It's lucky for you that my master wants you in one piece. Master Julius, I have done as you have commanded. Here is the agent.
Well done, Beta 9. Place him in the jeep. Thank you, Beta 9. You have served me well.
Master?
It is imperative that I survive. You, however, are expendable. Now then, Agent Bajani, you and I are getting out of here. Right after I give you a little shot in the arm.
What the hell are you gonna do to me?
Nothing. This is just a little anesthetic to help you sleep. This will only hurt a little. What comes next, more so.
Perhaps you're right, but I'm not prepared to declare him dead. For now, he's missing in action.
That psychopath would not kill a high-ranking agent, especially if that agent could provide him with valuable information. No, Manor's out there somewhere, and I intend to bring him back. Craig Joel Chase does not leave a good man behind.
That will be all for now, soldier.
Yes, sir.
Over the next 5 years, I began to place my specially trained operatives throughout every branch of the armed services. I knew that Operation Storm Falcon would need eyes and ears everywhere, and hopefully, those eyes would bring any promising people to my attention. Fortunately, my plan paid off. Just 3 years after the plan had been put into motion, I received an email from one of my operatives within the Air Force. The email spoke of a young pilot who had become a flying ace with very little effort. The amount of successful missions under his belt and the number of hours he had logged while flying reminded me of a young man I had once served with in Afghanistan. I scanned the email for his name. Sure enough, it was the same person I had served with. I knew that acting too soon would be a mistake. Therefore, I filed away the information I had received about the young pilot and informed my operative within the Air Force to keep a close eye on him. Only when the time was right would I make the call. Over the next 2 years, I instructed my agents to continue to gather information on the new Brutus. Eventually, my agents had gathered up all of the information they could about this Julius Brutus. I knew that the time was right. We would strike at the very heart of Brutus's empire, and my old comrade, Munawar, would finally be brought back home. However, before we could proceed, I knew that I would need somebody that I trusted to spearhead the operation. I knew that it was time to offer Lieutenant Woods a position within Operation Storm Falcon. Hello, I would like to speak to the commanding officer, please.
Yes?
Williams, this is Chase. How's Hammerhead?
Hammerhead is doing great. How's Avarice?
Avarice is adjusting fine. This completed the code sequence. Listen up. I need something from you.
Go ahead.
One of your pilots, Orion is his call sign. I've obtained authorization from the President to transfer him to my command. He's no longer yours.
Yes, I got the memo. I've cleared it. The president was in touch with me before you called.
Do me a favor. Inform him that he will be contacted by one of my people, and that he is to do exactly what they say.
Baby. Baby, answer your cell.
Oh, son of a bitch. Who the hell is this? It's 2 a.m.
I cannot divulge that information, but I am a friend.
I've heard that before. Goodbye.
I understand that you were recently informed that you would be contacted regarding a new position within the Air Force. Is this correct?
Okay. Lucky for you, you've roused my curiosity. What's this all about?
There's an abandoned airstrip approximately 20 miles from your home. Drive there immediately. Do not delay. If you are not there within 2 hours, the window of opportunity will close. Events of great importance are taking place, and I am not a man who is fond of wasting time.
What am I doing? I must be out of my fucking mind. I swear, if this is someone's idea of a prank...
Lieutenant Orion, welcome.
Captain? Hold it. Prove to me that you are Captain Chase. Prove to me that you are my old friend and mentor.
Avarice.
Long time, Captain.
Follow me. We don't have much time.
Where are we headed?
Relax, Lieutenant. Everything will be revealed to you at the appropriate time.
Damn you, sir.
You're still the same cocky son of a bitch I remember serving with on the carrier. I guess some things never change. Hey, Orion.
Welcome, sirs. To pass, I will need your ID and clearance code.
Here's my ID. The clearance code is White Gemini.
Clearance code accepted, sir. You may proceed.
At ease, Private. Orion, come on through. Have a seat, Lieutenant. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, sir. I always loved your personal brews.
Voice authorization sample.
Chase. Passcode Apollo Renegade.
Systems accessed.
With all due respect, Captain, may I ask what's going on here?
That's why I brought you here. We need to talk. In accordance with our protocols, I'm going to perform a retina scan. I'll also be taking your fingerprint. This is simply routine. I'll explain why in a moment. Please place your forehead against the device. Okay, now lay your hand on the scanner pad. Using your retina scan and fingerprints, we will be able to produce your ID card. This will grant you access to most areas of the airbase. It also means that you are now a part of the team. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Captain. It's an honor to serve with you again.
It'll be just like old times.
Lieutenant O'Ryan?
Sir?
I'm First Lieutenant Turner. I'm working alongside Chase on this project as backup. Heard a lot about you.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance, Lieutenant.
I've been assigned to prep you for this mission. So, with the captain's permission, I'm sitting in on the briefing to get an idea of what we're up against, and also to get to know you a bit better.
His record is top. Just like yours, O'Ryan. You two should make a good team. Now then, this is classified information regarding one of our past missions. 5 years ago, we attempted to put a stop to the plans of a madman. Please read through the information. O'Ryan let out a long sigh. His thoughts had to be the same thing going through our minds. Could we really stop Brutus? This time.
So we're going in to get the agent back?
Correct. You in or out?
Seems like there's a lot more than me at stake here. I'm in.
Excellent. I have someone who will brief you further on your mission. Private Echo, please inform the Colonel that we are ready for him. Come in, Colonel. O'Ryan, this is Colonel Trask. He will be our intel advisor on this operation.
Greetings, Lieutenant O'Ryan. Your reputation precedes you.
As does yours, Colonel.
O'Ryan, you're being involved in a highly covert takedown and rescue mission. I will be overseeing the project from here. All of our intel tips are coming from the Colonel, so now is your chance to ask him any questions before we send you in. Colonel, it's all yours.
This project has two mission objectives. First, to find out if the agent on the original cloning malice project was killed or not. If he's alive, get him out of hostile territory and bring him back to us. Second, to disable Julius's operations. That's your job.
Wait, so you guys don't even know if he's alive?
You've been in the Air Force a long time now, Lieutenant. You should know better than anyone else that even federal resources are limited to what the President and his people decide to give us.
This is the same issue we had last...
That was over 5 years ago, O'Ryan. You'd be amazed how much our technology has improved since then.
Yes, sir. What are the strategic plans?
Julius has kept his operations well hidden. You'll be launching from here and will approach the south coast of an island where his base is housed. The USS Nimitz will be deployed to provide you with ground support should you need to replenish your resources. However, the carrier will not be assisting you tactically. Once you get to the island, destroy the training grounds. This will ensure that Julius can't train any more soldiers. At least he can't use any methods we're aware of. Next, destroy anything else you are ordered to. Our goal is to take out as many buildings as we can to bring Julius down to his core.
What about the actual facility?
The cloning facility? Leave that. After we're positive you've taken out as many resources as are necessary, we're going to send in the Marines to secure the facility and carry out phase two of the mission. Getting the agent out of there.
I sure hope he's alive.
Your job is to drop a trigger-activated bomb onto the facility. Once we have everything we need, the bomb will be activated, and any evidence that something happened there will be wiped clean off the map. After you drop the bomb, your job is over. You'll be landing on Nimitz and will be brought back here.
Talk about covert.
About that, I want you to keep a couple things in mind. These people are serious. Julius doesn't have human soldiers anymore. All of these soldiers have been genetically engineered to enhance their reflexes, stamina, and situational awareness. All this without drugs. What I mean, Lieutenant, is that they won't get tired, but you will. Do not let your guard down.
Understood, Colonel. I'm assuming you can't fly a chase chopper to watch my ass, right?
Correct. Due to the nature of this mission, we're sending in minimal resources. We can't risk Julius noticing us before we break the 150. The Nimitz will be there on standby if you need her. She's also equipped with a refuel tanker, in case you're in a situation that prevents you from flying back to the carrier.
Better than nothing. How does he grow these things?
They're all surrogates.
So they weren't recruited?
No. They aren't even born from surrogate mothers. They literally come from bottles in his lab. They're all conditioned to protect his goal. His dream of becoming the sole world power and bending everything to his will. If he succeeds, It will be the end of the United States, England, China, you name it.
What are we doing with them once the facility has been secured?
That's not my department.
If I had things my way, I'd screw diplomacy and kill them all for fucking with our agent.
The future of the world depends on the success of this mission. This is what you have been training for, Orion, and I am confident that you will succeed. God bless America. And Orion, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That will be all. Tomorrow you will be prepped for your mission. Turner will assess your abilities and make sure that you're ready. The night is our best friend, so you'll be leaving the night after at midnight. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 0700 hours to get briefed on the evaluation. For now, stand down. Dismissed.
See you tomorrow, Orion.
If you're done playing with the door, come on in. Woods, good to see you.
You too, Captain.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Turner, hi.
Were you up thinking about babes and airplanes, Orion? Doesn't look like you're an early riser.
Forgive me, Captain. All this is happening pretty fast.
Sit down, Orion. You should learn to loosen up a little. This is going to be a stressful mission. Laugh now and then. Now then, as we said yesterday, Turner is going to prep you. I have other things to tend to right now which are more important than lecturing you. I will be your host during the simulation tests, but Turner will let you know how they work.
Got it.
Good luck, gentlemen.
You're going through the same test I went through. The test will consist of two stages, a speed test and an ACM and dogfighting test. In the speed test, you'll be put up against any number of opponents. Your goal is to complete 3 laps before they do. We'll lay out the course for you and tell you what course you should be flying throughout the session. At the end of each race, you'll be awarded points equal to the number of craft that were racing you. So, for instance, if you place first against 3 aircraft, you'll be awarded 3 points. You won't be able to progress until you get 20 points or more.
What happens if I don't come in first?
Your losses won't count against you. We only consider your wins. Once you score 20 points in the racing simulation, you'll be in the ACM simulation. Here you'll be put up against any number of opponents. Your goal is to be the last aircraft flying. You'll only get points if you come out alive. Remember that. We total your score at the end, not during the match. We don't give a shit if you shoot down some aircraft and then get your ass kicked. You have to be the lone survivor.
Understood.
Oh, one more thing. Depending on what kind of mood the captain is in, he may ask you to land during the simulations. We want to be sure you can fly her and also lay her down gently. I realize how that sounded after it came out. It's early. Anyway, if you do successfully land, you'll be awarded 3 points on top of your score. You may be penalized for an unsuccessful landing, though. So pay attention. Right, that's all I have to say. Let me get the captain and show you the console room. Captain Chase? Yeah, we're done here. Should I take him to console and get him started? Yes, sir. We're on our way. He's waiting for us. Follow me.
Please log in the information requested.
Orion, everything you see here is code word classified. This little gig is called the Falcon Console. We use it to test and train pilots who want to join our team. Or, in your case, people who are asked to join our team. The following simulations have been designed to give you a real-life feel. The problem we had with previous simulations was the pilots knew they were not the real deal. To solve that, these sims have been equipped with the latest advances in force feedback and gravity simulation. This will make it as close to real as possible without having to worry about the regulators stepping in to sue us.
Holy shit.
Yep. So don't be surprised if you come out bruised. Naturally, we've toned it down some, but you'll still get a taste of what you'll feel in real life if you make too tight of a turn or your G's go too quickly. As Turner told you, I'll be your host during these sims. Turner, you're dismissed. Get out.
Yes, sir.
Orion,
We have only 16 hours before you leave. In that time, you need to be done with this bullshit and also be rested enough to fly alert on your mission. Protocol dictates that we put everyone through this test. Unfortunately, I don't make the rules. I've allocated 6 hours for both tests. That's 3 hours per test. Let's get started. Oh, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Race 1.
Apollo. Blaze out.
Sector A1. Status. Airspeed 149.9 knots. Engine speed 4,600 RPM. Feet. Feet. Feet.
Level out.
Sector A2, 70,737 feet. Feet. 11,680 feet.
Level out.
11,293 feet. Status 11,305.1 feet. Feet. Sector A3, 13,712 feet.
Spike.
18,133 feet. Twenty 23,468 feet.
Leveling.
28,633 feet. Status. Status 5 miles. Status 26,545 pounds of fuel. Status. Status 100%. Status. Status. 1. Status 0. Status.
External point
Sector
of view.
A 4.
Internal point of view. Internal point of view.
10. Sector A 1. 20. Enter sector.
Green team wants to be registered by offenses.
10. Status. 26,380. Status. 28,645.6 feet. Airspeed. 671.3 knots. Engine speed. 20,600 RPM. Status.
External point of view. Internal point of view.
Status 10. Status 0.
Racer 5 came in first. Racer 4 came in second. Racer 3 came in third. Racer 2 came in fourth. Racer 1 came in fifth. Orion got his ass kicked. Race 1. Orion, it's an F-29. Not a fucking golf cart. Your score is 0 out of 20.
Oh my god.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press escape to back out of any menu. Pressing home or end will load a saved game.
So, I didn't understand the game concept. Some of the parts I have understood. But the race level, I think I have screwed up.
Mode selection.
So...
Racing mode. Deathmatch.
Main menu. Let's use modes test mode selection low to start a new game.
Start a new game. Racing mode.
Sector A1.
Uh oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
We have to.
6 feet.
Down, we have to press.
Ryan, get control in the landing gear.
Landing
3,024 feet.
Get control. Get control. Leveling.
5,088 feet.
Now it is going up.
Status 8,308.2 feet. 8,316 feet.
Brian, dive!
13,547 feet.
Brian, dive!
Racer 4, 6 o'clock. Racer 3, racer 4, 6 o'clock. 4.7.
154.
Alright, Ryan! Get control! Get
leveling. 90,302 feet.
What is going on? I have fired.
Bracer 2, 9 o'clock, 0.5 miles closure. Wing on.
Locked on!
1,942 feet. 10. 14,927 feet.
Ryan, you dumbass, pull up. Those divers.
Oh my god!
Dying for your country is a very noble thing. However, in that simulation, Orion, you were supposed to be making the other bastard die for his. Racer 4 came in first. Racer 3 came in second. Racer 1 came in third. Racer 2 got served. Orion got served.
Main menu, start a new game.
So, I will come back after I learn how to race, okay? Because I'm not good at racing. I have to learn how to race. Now, if you want, you can read the manual, because this is a very interesting story, but I have to find how to race, okay? Okay guys, so I have tried to learn the racing and the dogfighting on 3D Velocity. Looks like it is little bit hard. So practice makes perfect, so I have to practice a lot. And as you know, I'm not a good gamer. So I have to watch YouTube videos in order to gain some knowledge and understand the whole concept behind the 3D Velocity game. So I will be back with the next part of this video, the 3D Velocity part 2. Now I'm gonna be titling this video as 3D Velocity part 1, okay? So yeah, thank you for watching. So if you have any questions, comments or ideas, please feel free to post it in the comment section. It would help me a lot, and I'm glad to answer your questions. Okay, so thank you for watching, and visit my Facebook page. I've provided the link and also to download the 3D Velocity game on the description box below. So thank you for watching. Signing out, Mohammad Rashad. Bye bye.